This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, I got it right. Baltimore Ravens. I don't know what's on my mind today. But the Baltimore Ravens, they're atop the AFC North standings. They're 4-2 right now. They've scored a lot of points this year, considering, in looking at the other AFC North teams. They've already scored 184 points. Lamar Jackson is doing things. But they'll give up some points, right? You can catch them in a shootout. The back end of their defense is banged up and hurt. They need some people. They go out. They make the Marcus Peters trade yesterday.
Was supposed to be the best secondary in the league coming into the year, according to some people. And then Brandon Carr and Jimmy Smith injuries just crushed them.
Decimated them. So Marcus Peters on his way from Los Angeles all the way out to Baltimore. So they've traded him to Baltimore for linebacker Kenny Young, an undisclosed 2020 pick. Does this make, and it's being reported that pick is a fifth rounder. So the price is probably right. Now, it's glaringly obvious that the Rams have sold it all out for Jalen Ramsey. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But does Peters thrust them all the way to the top, throw them to the top? They've already probably become the favorite at 4-2 right now, but even more. And it's being said, though, and being reported that Peters is going to practice today, tomorrow, and then he's going to play this week against the Seahawks. That said, they're going to throw him in there. They're going to expect big things from him. I don't know if one player makes a huge difference all the time, but when you're injury decimated and you go get someone that's that good, one would think he could make a pretty big difference.
It's a big impact because you're now talking about two Pro Bowl caliber corners in Baltimore, not just one. And defenses won't be able to stay away from Marlon Humphrey's side of the field because, well, on the other side is Marcus Peters, another Pro Bowl corner.
And it was Canada and Everett before, and they were terrible.
Right. So, look, this is, I don't think this necessarily fixes all of the Ravens' problems. I think there's still issues on the offensive side of the ball as far as finishing drives off and keeping Lamar Jackson away from injuries and big hits, because if you run him 15, 20 times a game, he's going to take one or two big hits a game, at least. But this does, it takes their biggest weakness, arguably, a third of the way through the season, and now makes it a strength, and that's the cornerback position.
Yeah, and the cornerback position for the Ravens has not been good. This is what it is, though, for me, and what I kind of like about the NFL, is it's become now a league where early in the season, I think general managers now, as opposed to signing someone, as opposed to cultivating talent, playing a younger guy, we're seeing an increasing number of people make moves via trade to go get someone early in a year and say, we've got to win now in these first eight games so as to not be out of it whenever the weather gets cold, when we get into the holiday time. I love the urgency from general managers right now. I absolutely love it.
I mean, the Rams going all in on what to this point has been a terribly disappointing season for them. That's big. That's, you know, this will be now trading away the next two first round picks will be, I think, 5 years in a row they won't have a first round pick. They're essentially banking on Jared Goff and hoping Todd Gurley gets healthy and that Jalen Ramsey will be the key to their defense unlocking something they haven't been able to find at this point early in the year.
Yeah, and to bring it back to Baltimore for a second, they can bolster their defense and go out and make the move like for Marcus Peterson that they did. Until I see Lamar Jackson some team is going to have to put together a defensive scheme to make him make throws late in a tight football game. Yes. He continues to rip off 11 and 14-yard runs and be able to just scamper out of bounds and not get hit, not get hurt, not get any direct shots on him and continue to pick up first downs. And I have no idea how that keeps happening.
But you think about it, you look at the number of times he carried the ball this past weekend, and this is the first time we've heard John Harbaugh express any reservations about the amount of contact that he's taking. That's something that's going to grow exponentially as the year goes on because, again, if only 5% of his carries end up in a big hit, right? Big tackle or a big knock out of bounds, whatever it may be, that's still, if he touches the ball 15 to 20 times, that's still one big hit per game that he's going to take, and that's one more big hit per game that you don't want to expose Lamar Jackson to.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. It's going to be, watching them is going to be interesting because this team, it feels like the Ravens could absolutely run away with the AFC North or lose five games in a row. It feels like that kind of team to me.
Well, when you get Seattle and New England, and then I think they have the Rams a couple of weeks, Houston and the Rams back-to-back a couple of weeks after that, and the schedule does not stack up well for them, their next five games.
And they play the 49ers and the Bills.
Right. It doesn't stack up well for them to go on a tear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to find out exactly what they're all about, if they're phony to this point or if they're a really good football team.
You know, if Jackson did what Russell Wilson did against the Steelers in the second half.
Especially in that last drive.
Yes, yeah. That seems like the way that he can, in other words, don't put yourself at risk all over the place, but pick your spots.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.